find a comfortable seated position. If you're sitting on the ground cross-legged or with your feet underneath you, try to sit on a block or a blanket, or sit in a chair, any way that your spine can be long and tall. Arrange yourself so you're comfortable, palms up or down in your lap. Roll your shoulders back and down and close your eyes. Become very still. Feel the flow and the rhythm of your breath. Let your mind settle and become quiet. Now imagine that you're at the beginning of a long, long road. You're standing high on a hill. So as you look ahead, you can see the road as it recedes into the distance. What this road looks like is up to you. It's your road. It can be a little gravel road or a dirt road, or it can be a paved two-lane highway. But as you look down this road, far, far off into the horizon, you can see that as you walk along this road, there's going to be a variety of scenery. As you look down the road, you can see that you will be walking through forests, maybe some small towns, larger cities. The terrain and the scenery will change as you walk. And as you observe this, you feel light and optimistic and excited. And you start to walk. And as you walk, you're very curious and interested. You look to the right and to the left. And you see the different sights. And as you're looking and watching the terrain and the scenery, you also notice something else that's curious. Along the sides of the road, every so often, you see there's some sort of bag. And as you walk along, you see these bags, and well, there's one there on your right. It's a duffel bag. And you think, isn't that interesting? A duffel bag on the side of the road. That must be for me. It's my road. Here I am. And so you pick it up and you sling it over your shoulder and you continue to walk. And to the left, you see another sort of bag. Maybe this one's a backpack. And you think, isn't that interesting? The backpack left on the side of the road. Well, this is my road, so that backpack must be for me. And you pick it up and you sling it over both shoulders and you continue to walk. As you walk a little further, sure enough, there on the side of the road is a suitcase this time. And naturally, you follow the pattern. You think, well, this is my road, so that suitcase must certainly be for me. And you pick it up in your hand and you start to walk. And as you walk along, this continues. Every so often, as you're walking, you see another bag. And of course, you pick it up. The interesting thing is as you continue to walk, his bags begin to feel heavier and heavier. Instead of feeling light on your feet, you start to feel heavy. Each footstep forward weighs a little bit heavier. Your back begins to tire, and your attitude shifts as well. You no longer feel like this is fun and interesting anymore. You feel very weighed down by the burdens of all of these bags. And as you walk and feel heavier and heavier, you begin to think, maybe I just need to sit down. Maybe I need to sit down for a very long time. I'm no longer enjoying this journey. And as you're contemplating, just sitting down, maybe tossing your backpack, your duffel to the side, and just sitting right down on top of it, you notice something not too far off in the distance. Right in the center of your road. As you look closer, you think, isn't that interesting? It's a big ring of fire. And as you look, you see that to continue on your road, you need to walk right through the burning flames. Now you think a little harder. Not only do you feel burdened, but you see a challenge in front of you. It does not look fun at all. And the idea of sitting down and just staying right here feels a little more appealing. But then you think, if I stay right here, I'll never see what lies on the road on the other side of that burning ring. And you have a feeling that there's something good on the other side. If you can just walk through that burning ring of fire and get to it. So you decide to be brave. You think, I just need to be brave for a few moments. And so you begin to walk toward the fire, still carrying duffel and backpack and your suitcases. And as you walk toward the ring of fire, you begin to feel the heat. It becomes more intense the closer that you come. And as you get very, very close, it's uncomfortable. You hear the crackling. You feel the intense heat on your face. And finally, take a deep breath and a big step. And as you pass through that ring of fire, sure enough, you feel a blast of discomfort. It does not feel good. But as you step through that ring of fire, and your first footsteps on the other side, and then another, you realize something very, very interesting. You made it through okay. Sure, you might feel a little scorched in spots, but all of your baggage just incinerated and became ash. as you step through that ring of fire. And now, as you made it through, you're no longer carrying backpacks and duffels. Instead, you feel light again. And you begin to walk again, and again you see the long expanse of road ahead of you. And you see the different terrain that you'll be passing, and this time, again, you feel light. And you feel interested and curious and optimistic once again. And in addition to feeling optimistic and light, you also feel a little stronger and a little braver. You made it through the challenge. And as you walk along, you continue to see bags, duffels, backpacks along the side of the road. But this time, you realize that just because these bags are there, they're not necessarily meant for you. You can pick and choose if there's something that you want to pick up and carry with you on your journey. Now, begin to bring your mind back into your body. Feel the shape and the form as you sit. Bring a little movement into the hands. Lower your chin toward your chest. And slowly open your eyes.